School choice is a 2024 election issue, and we need to hear more about it from candidates seeking public office. Gaining educational freedom is an important goal for families who live in neighborhoods with subpar public schools. This is why Black voters, more than any other race, support school choice. In a Wall Street Journal op-ed, Joshua Robertson, senior pastor of the Rock Church in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, encourages the presidential candidates in both major political parties to, quote, listen to these constituents when it comes to educational freedom. Pastor Robertson, who is also CEO of Black Pastors United for Education, points to Morning Consult survey data, which states that nearly 80% of Black voters endorse policies like education savings accounts and vouchers. These plans allow public education funds to follow students to the schools or services that best fit their needs. He says Black communities need courageous leadership that will equip our students to thrive. And yes, Democrats do need courage to face the opposition. While 71% of all voters support greater access to better education options, teachers' unions stand in the way, claiming that choice harms public schools financially. Pastor Robertson responds to that concern, stating, "We want properly funded public schools and education freedom at the same time. It's possible if our leaders don't play politics." In an interview before the presidential debate this past June, Donald Trump said, "I'm a big fan of school choice. I think school choice is a great thing." He added, "School choice is a big deal and we're going to get it." Actually, we are getting choice in some states, and the recently adopted Republican platform endorses universal school choice. As Kamala Harris courts the votes of Black Americans, she hears the cries for educational freedom. Pastor Robertson says he'd like to see her party earn our votes by backing school choice. It's wise policy and smart election strategy. For Point of View, I'm Penna Dexter.